This is Ashley with Pivot Masters Podcast. Wanted to explain a little bit about what Pivot Masters is and what to expect in the months to come. So Pivot Masters is an interview podcast where I, Ashley Rana Singha, interview people who have interesting career path stories. I'm specifically highlighting people who've made pivots throughout their career. I'm looking to share the stories of people who've had interesting career paths and how they're getting there. I started this podcast because I was looking for stories like my own. I would consider myself a career pivoter, and I think I've just looked for opportunities to relate to other people in that way, in making those adjustments, and hearing other stories inspires me actually to keep going, keep trying new things, keep following my heart and exploring the options that are out there for me. So without further ado, I'm gonna let us begin. You've done a number of career pivots. If you were to take a step back and really look at what your career might look like in the future, do you anticipate that you may pivot again?
Wow, that's a good question. Wow, I'm speechless. I'm not going to lie. because I'm torn with saying that I don't predict pivoting, you know what I mean? So sure. I don't really think about it like, I'm doing this and then, you know, in like 10 years, I'm going to do something else.
Right.
Right. Because I'm actually in it.
I know this makes sense to you. Like, oh yeah, I went from psych to the, you know, to this rodent situation, bug rodent situation, and then to teaching Lego robotics, but maybe explain how you prepared.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm skipping a couple steps in there. Yeah. So I did robotics in high school. My high school had a first robotics team that I participated in, and I did a lot of the kind of the programming stuff for the robot. I actually started college as a computer science major, and then after taking calculus a couple times and realizing, you know what, this is not for me. This much math is not my cup of tea. So I switched to psych at that point. But yeah, so I had a little bit of a background in kind of engineering and computer science, definitely enough to teach it to 7 to 9 year olds.
Looking back, what were you doing for yourself to prepare when you had these big pivots in front of you? Were you reading about it? Were you absorbing lots of information? Were you talking with people? What helped you transition?
Of course, when you change your career and, you know, you go from a career where you're comfortable and you've been doing it for so long, going to a new... So when I found myself, you know, starting a new career, there's a lot I relied on reading up on the best practices. Thankfully, we live in a world where if you have a question, there's the answer is out there. You just have to look for it. So being able to learn on your own and not officially go and get your credentials. And, you know, in today's age, I feel that it's such a gift that we are able to just be able to learn and get answers just by, you know, going out there. I mean, if you want to learn, there's nothing stopping you. You can continue learning and growing. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go and take a degree or that you have to be in school officially. I believe a lot of us, if you have that mindset that you want to grow and learn, there's nothing really to be in your way.
Did Did you ever go to the aquarium that you designed?
So I never went to Japan, but I worked on two projects. So I worked on one in Japan and I worked on one in Chattanooga. And so I have an aunt that lives in Chattanooga. And so, and we always drive through Tennessee going, you know, there's my family goes to Florida a couple times a year. And so one day, you know, and as a matter of fact, I was visiting my aunt and I was flying and I could see it because it just had these really interesting roof structures that this firm did. And so then that was when I was like, I'm going to go buy this, you know, ride by this building, you know, and so, yeah, I was able to do that. I never actually went in that aquarium at the time because it was a quick trip, but it is interesting work. Walking by, you know, sometimes, you know, of course you purposely do it, but just incidentally seeing buildings that you've worked on, it's kind of, you know, kind of fun.
That's awesome. All right. Well, you just had a glimpse of some of the highlights for the early interviews that I recorded in preparation for the release of this podcast, Pivot Masters Podcast. This is our teaser trailer. There will be full episodes coming to you very, very soon. So keep an eye out. And in the meantime, feel free to reach out to me at pivotmasterspodcast.com. Have a great day. And thanks so much for stopping by.